Thank you. Thank you. Just watching you do that. You've been listening to John Gibson performing three movements from a five-movement piece called Crisscross, written in 1979. And this is KPFA or KPFB in Berkeley or KFCF in Fresno. John, that first movement, well, I guess in all of them, I was looking at the notation, you simply have notes following one another without any rhythmic indication. How do you decide in performance what you're going to do, let's say, in this first piece here?
Mm-hmm. Well, the approach I've used in most of my solo music is I figure out the sequence of notes the way I usually figure out some sort of system of generating the material with the pitches, and then so that's all indicated, and then when I perform it, I guess improvise is the best word. The phrasing quality and the length of the notes and all of the other aspects of the playing, and in some of the pieces I actually skip around with the notes too. The music at this point with a lot of this piece is just kind of a springboard for me to play, and it's sort of gives me material that creates a continuity and a sense of form that I seem to need, and that I can't really achieve just by like free improvisation or something like that. So that and well, I have a background in playing jazz, and I think I I'm still attracted to that. Aspects of that kind of approach to performance, so that and it lends itself very well to like solo playing, because you don't have to think about an ensemble situation and the keeping together with other people and that sort of thing. So that I like to take advantage of the fact that you can play, you have a certain amount of freedom if you want it, and it sort of lends itself to the way I think about it anyway. So.
Well, John, you're going to be playing tonight at Mills at 8 o'clock, tomorrow night at Langton Street at 8 o'clock in San Francisco. I'd like to ask you on this first piece, though, when you have that sort of drone effect that goes through, it sounds something like a bagpipe drone. It continually changes pitches. Mm-hmm. Could you, for instance, play the third piece that you played with this kind of, in other words, take the notes from the third piece and give the inflections and the rhythms of the first piece?
Well, as a matter of fact, all five pieces have the same notes, but they're in different modes and in different, I'm not sure if I understand what you're saying, but...
In other words, could you play the third piece in the style that you played the first piece?
Yes, you could.
Sure. But you've tended to...
Well, the third piece is actually put together differently. I mean, I used a different kind of way of arranging the notes so that it's composed differently, actually, and it seemed to be a nice kind of relief and contrast to play it kind of strictly kind of a steady rhythmic thing in the middle section, and then the two outside sections were more kind of free-flowing and... I don't know, is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
you could play this. I've tried playing this one in the style that I play, like the first section. And
for you, it's not as good.
Well, it might be all right, like in and of itself or something, but like in the context of the three pieces, I felt that it gave it a contrast that it was needed to give it, you know, that kind of different approach to the phrasing and the playing in the middle section, and the, you know, the other two more or less the same approach, but like the two outside sections are in different one's a major kind of pentatonic and the other one is some kind of an altered diminished pentatonic scale.
It seems to me that probably this music wouldn't have been possible without all of us having heard a lot of world music.
Oh, absolutely. I've listened to a lot of Pibroch music, for instance. Pibroch, it's like a classical solo bagpipe music, Scottish. And this is nothing like the way that is composed or put together, but I consider myself to have been influenced by bagpipe music of different kinds. And I'm also able to circular breathe on this instrument so that I can sustain notes for a long period of time. It wasn't particularly demonstrated in this, although I was using it to a degree. But that sort of adds another quality to it, as well as the general timbre of the sax. This soprano is somewhat similar to bagpipe.
John Gibson will be playing, as we said, a couple of solo concerts tonight at Mills, tomorrow at 80 Langton Street. John, could you tell us a bit about any of the other pieces you're going to be playing on the concert? Maybe demonstrate something from one of them.
Okay. I'll be playing a piece called Equal Distribution for Flute, which was written in 77. And it's actually used with a piece that Merce Cunningham does called Fractions. It's the music to the dance called Fractions by Merce Cunningham. And I'll play that one. And then I'll play an alto flute piece entitled Call. And then maybe a piece called 1, 2, 3. I'm not sure. I haven't quite decided on the entire program. And I'll play a piece called Recycle, too, which maybe I'll play a section out of that
right
now.
Yeah. Oh, terrific. Do you have the music here?
Yeah.
It is now. Oh, that's a big score.
Yeah, it's a piece in four sections. I'll play part of the middle the second section, a little bit of that. It's